If you go to Cafe Racer on a Sunday night, you're guaranteed to hear some sort of experimental jazz. It may be a guy banging on a garbage can backed up by a bass, or, like on this night, someone playing trombone in a way that seems as though it's talking to the violin just a few feet away. These are the Racer Sessions. 24-year-old cellist Natalie Hall stepped out of her classical music world 3 years ago to play in this clubhouse for creatives and has been hooked ever since.
I tried it once and I loved it. I was like, wow, I can create my own stories through my instrument. I don't have to play anyone else's stories. And it's like going to church on Sundays.
Hall says because of the Racer Sessions, she's made new friends, new connections, and is in demand for performing string accents for pop bands. How busy is she?
I toured with Macklemore in the fall.
The fact that Hall considers Cafe Racer her church isn't a surprise. The place is known for being open and accepting to the young, the old, and everyone in between. But sometimes a customer's behavior is too erratic and they have to be removed from the premises if things start to get out of hand. Ian Stawicki, the man responsible for last year's shooting spree, suffered from mental illness and was often very angry. Cafe Racer's owner, Kurt Geisel, directs his staff to handle customers like this gently.
If somebody gets angry or something like that, I always try to diffuse it, to say the owner says, you can't be in here. It's just like, oh, it's not you who are mad at me, but somebody who's not here.
This is exactly how Leonard Muse, a chef who was working that day, dealt with Stawicki. He told him that the owner said he couldn't be at the cafe anymore.
And he said, where's the owner? And pulled out his gun. So much for that, trying to protect him.
Stawicki sprayed the place with bullets and shot Muse in the armpit and the jaw. A regular customer was one of the first people to call 911.
911, what are you reporting?
I'm at Roosevelt and 59th, the Cafe Racer. There's been a shooting. Somebody came in and shot a bunch of people. I'm hiding in the bathroom.
Hold on, sir. How many people?
We need help right away.
Okay, just a second.
Muse survived the shooting and is back at work. The four people who were killed at Cafe Racer that day were Joe Albanese, Drew Kariakitis, Kimberly Layfield, and Donald Largan. A half hour later, and police still aren't clear how Stawicki got across town so fast, Gloria Leonidas was shot in the head in a parking lot near Town Hall on First Hill. Then, as police were closing in, Stawicki took his own life in West Seattle. 2 months later, after new floors, paint, bar stools, and some walls were knocked down, Kurt Geisel reopened Cafe Racer.
We're a community here, and we want to keep it going, or I want to keep it going. And, you know, we weren't just going to let something like this stop us. And Leonard was really the deciding factor. It was when he gave me the thumbs up when I asked him whether we should open. And that was immediate. That was right after he came, woke up after he got shot.
Geisel does not want to dwell on the shooting. He does not want Cafe Racer to be a poster child for gun regulation or more oversight of the mentally ill. He misses his friends dearly, but he wants to move forward. 27-year-old Aaron Ottheim is part of Cafe Racer's future. He's one of the main organizers of the Racer Sessions, those experimental jazz nights on Sundays. Standing outside the cafe, Ottheim says for him, the shooting pushes away a feeling of comfort and safety, which isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Like, I'm a bit more appreciative of all the positive things that are happening, such as the Racer Sessions or you know, any other kind of music-making situations, because, you know, who knows when that can be taken away from you or people in your life might be taken away from you. You know, you take less for granted and you invest more time in the moment. I really do think that we're all still chewing on this one and probably will be for the rest of our lives.
Next week, on May 30th, Cafe Racer will be closed. Friends and family of the victims will gather at a private home near Haller Lake in North Seattle. Kurt Geisel says if you know where to go, then you're invited. If not, later that night, around 8 o'clock, the public is welcome to gather outside the cafe to be part of a musical procession that'll have the feel of a traveling circus. It'll cover a few blocks and end at a local park. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.